commitment to his machine that Cinnamon displayed on occasion when he was in our special residence. He normally stayed shut up in the small office he had there, but every now and then he would leave the door ajar, and I was able to observe him at work, not without a certain guilty sense of invading someone's privacy. He and his computer seemed to be moving together in an almost erotic union. After a burst of strokes on the keyboard, he would gaze at the screen, his mouth twisted in apparent dissatisfaction or curled with the suggestion of a smile. Sometimes he seemed deep in thought as he touched one key, then another, and sometimes he ran his fingers over the keys with all the energy of a pianist playing a Liszt etude. As he engaged in silent conversation with his machine, he seemed to be peering through the screen of his monitor into another world with which he shared a special intimacy. I couldn't help but feel that reality resided for him not so much in the earthly world, but in his subterranean labyrinth. Perhaps in that world Cinnamon had a clear, ringing voice with which he spoke eloquently and laughed and cried aloud. "Can't I access your computer from the one here?" I asked Ushikawa. "Then you wouldn't need a password."
"No, that wouldn't work. Your transmissions might reach here, but transmissions from here wouldn't reach there. The problem is the password, the open sesame. Without that, there's nothing we can do. The door won't open for the wolf, no matter how hard he tries to disguise his voice. He can knock and say, 'Hi, it's me, your friend Rabbit,' but if he hasn't got the password, he gets turned away at the door. We're talking about an Iron Maiden here."
Ushikawa struck a match at his end and lit a cigarette. I pictured his snaggled yellow teeth and drooping mouth.
"It's a 3-character alphanumeric password. You have 10 seconds to input it after the prompt shows. Get it wrong 3 times and access is denied, plus the alarm goes off. Not that there are any sirens that ring or anything, but the wolf leaves his footprints, so you know he was there. Clever, huh? If you calculate all possible permutations and combinations of 26 letters and 10 numbers, it's practically infinite. You just have to know the password, or there's nothing you can do."
I thought this over for a time without replying.
"Any ideas, Mr. Okada?"
After the client was driven away in the back seat of the Mercedes the following afternoon, I walked into Cinnamon's small office, sat down in front of his computer, and flipped the switch. The cool blue light of the monitor came on with a simple message, "Enter password within 10 seconds. I input the 3-letter word that I had prepared, "Zoo." The computer beeped once and displayed an error message. "Incorrect password. Enter password within 10 seconds. The 10 seconds started counting down on the screen. I changed to uppercase and input the same letters. "Zoo." Again, I was refused access. "Incorrect password. Enter correct password within 10 seconds. If incorrect password is input once more, access will automatically be denied." Again, the 10 seconds began counting down on the screen. This time, I made only the Z uppercase. It was my last chance. "Zoo." Instead of an error message, a menu screen opened with the instruction, "Choose one of the following programs." I released a long, slow breath, then began scrolling through the long list of programs until I came to communications software. Highlighting this, I clicked the mouse. "Choose one of the following programs." I chose chat mode and clicked the mouse. "Enter password within 10 seconds. This was an important junction for Cinnamon to lock out access to his computer, and if the junction was important, the password itself ought to be important. I typed in sub. The screen read, "Incorrect password. Input correct password within 10 seconds. The countdown began. 10. 9. 8. I tried the combination of upper and lowercase letters that had worked the first time.